Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, there was much talk about an iPhone 12 supercycle, which is a year in which dramatically more people than usual upgrade to the latest models. Apple's adoption of 5G was said to be the likely driver of the extra sales, and now one firm of analysts says that this is happening on almost an unprecedented scale. The last true supercycle was in 2014, when Apple finally moved to larger displays, tapping into strong pent-up demand with the iPhone 6 series. The big question was whether sales of the iPhone 12 could match the pre-launch anticipation, and Wedbush believes that the answer is yes. Wedbush bases its conclusion on supply chain checks, and it says that it hasn't seen anything like this since 2014. For example, for the December quarter, Apple suppliers are reportedly anticipating 90 million iPhone unit builds. The analysts say that this number has repeatedly increased over the last several weeks as holiday demand remains strong. Wedbush even says that it's possible the iPhone 12 lineup will actually end up doing better than the iPhone 6 did. But of course, Apple CEO Tim Cook has frequently cautioned against reading too much into supply chain sources. Apple tends to source components from multiple suppliers, so the fortunes of any one of them might not reveal anything other than Apple switching orders between them. But looking at the size of orders received by multiple Apple suppliers, as well as any increases or decreases to those orders following launch, can provide insight into likely sales numbers. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9TO5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love. Drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full-featured plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9TO5. In other news today, Apple Car rumors have been floating around for years, but a new report from Reuters this week sheds more light on the highly secretive project. According to the report, production of the Apple Car, which will be electric, could start as early as 2024, and Apple is once again planning to build its own branded vehicle. The report explains that central to Apple's strategy is a new mono-cell battery design that bulks up the individual cells in the battery and frees up space inside the battery pack by eliminating pouches and modules that hold battery materials. So essentially what this means is that this battery design would allow for more active material to be packed inside, potentially offering longer range. Apple is also said to be investigating lithium iron phosphate, or LFP, battery chemistry for its vehicle. This is something that Tesla has indicated it also plans to use. LFP batteries are a double-edged sword because they offer lower energy density than other types, but they're less prone to overheating and they don't use cobalt. Ultimately, Reuters says that Apple's battery technology could radically reduce the cost of the batteries themselves. In terms of the scope of the project, recent reports had indicated that Apple would likely focus on developing a self-driving system, then working with a traditional automaker to implement the system. This week's report, however, says that Apple is once again planning its own Apple-branded car. The report cites two people familiar with Apple's plans and says that since a shakeup to the Apple Car team in 2019, things have progressed enough such that Apple now plans to build its own branded vehicle for consumers. And in terms of features, Apple Car might also include LiDAR sensors for scanning different distances, similar to the most recent iPhone and iPad models. Apple is reportedly working with outside partners for elements of its self-driving system, including the LiDAR sensors. Notably, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has referred to LiDAR as a fool's errand, but that isn't deterring Apple and other companies from investigating it for potential self-driving use cases. The Apple car rumors have ebbed and flowed over the years, and the scope of the project appears to be continuously evolving. This week's Reuters report is some of the deepest details we've gotten on Apple Car recently, but it's important to treat it all with a grain of salt. Even the report itself cautions that while production could begin in 2024, delays caused by the pandemic could push the start of production into 2025 or beyond. And finally, it's also always possible that Apple might reduce the scope of its efforts to an autonomous driving system that would be integrated with a car made by another traditional automaker. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9-to-5 Mac Daily. We will be going on a brief holiday break and returning on December 28th, that's next Monday, with an all-new week of Apple News. In the meantime, you can always find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and have a great holiday season.